Good afternoon. Welcome to Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230, KFJB AM and 93.9 FM. You know, we've still got a couple of weeks before Thanksgiving, and then, of course, a month after that is Christmas. But it's the time of the year when a lot of folks have some questions about so many things, and there's not a better place to go to get some questions answered or at least get some tips than the Answer Iowa Hotline. Did I get that right?
Right. We are called Answer Line.
Answer Line. I don't know why I couldn't find it on my sheet. Maybe I need tips on how to get eyeglasses. Anyway, Beth Mars is joining us from ISU Extension and Outreach with Answer Line. It's good to have you back on the air again. How are you?
I am doing great, and thanks for having us.
Hey, it is our pleasure. First of all, so we get this out of the way first, and we'll remind folks again at the end of the show, people have some questions that they're looking for some answers to. How can they get a hold of Answer Line?
Absolutely. We've got a couple different ways. We have a toll-free phone number in Iowa. If you have an Iowa area code, this number will work. It is 1-800-262-3804. There seem to be a lot of people that come in from out of state moving to Iowa that keep their cell phones. So if you don't have an Iowa area code, you can call us at 515-296-5883. And then, of course, we always have our email, and we answer emails very quickly. And our email is answer, A-N-S-W-E-R, at iastate.com.
And we'll, of course, repeat that again towards the end of the show for folks. So what's hot right now on the Answer Line? What are folks wanting to know right now?
Sure. We've just had a frost, so that is slowing down some of our food preservation calls. But we've had a very busy summer with food preservation and canning, freezing, how to do it safely, because everyone wants to make sure that they have things available for this winter. And so now we are moving into getting ready for Thanksgiving. We're starting to get those calls with turkeys and with, all of the other things that they need to buy. And people, again, worrying a little bit about whether grocery stores are going to have things.
So when somebody calls and says, is it too early for me to buy my turkey because I'm afraid there won't be any once we get to, the 24th day of November, what advice do you have?
Sure. So if you have freezer space and you buy a frozen turkey, it's perfect. I've seen them starting to come be advertised in the local ads even starting this week. The prices actually look really good. And so if you have freezer space, it's a perfect time to buy one while they're on sale or at a lower price and store it in your freezer. And then, we can talk about how to thaw out a turkey safely so that it's ready to cook for Thanksgiving. But I think that's an important thing is paying close attention to the ads. And, if there are things that store well that are on sale earlier than what you would normally buy it, you might want to think about buying it this year.
Yeah, a little bit sooner rather than later. We've heard about the possibility of a turkey shortage. Have you had any calls about any other shortages of food or baking supplies or anything else that could have an impact on that Thanksgiving Day dinner?
I really haven't. In the beginning, they were talking about pumpkin, but I have seen plenty of canned pumpkin, and we've had a lot of calls about people harvesting their pumpkins, the pie pumpkins that they've grown, and getting them ready to store in the freezer as well. So even in the paper today, it was talking about Butterball saying there should be plenty of turkeys. Maybe the smaller ones are going to be hard to find. So if you want a smaller one, you might want to start looking for that. But that was encouraging when I read that it did look like there would be plenty of turkeys for people as well.
Well, while we're on the subject of turkeys, let's go over the basics of you. But let's say you go out this weekend, you find a good buy on a turkey, you put it in the freezer. Now we're getting closer to Thanksgiving. When do you take it out of the freezer, and how do you thaw that baby out so that it'll be ready to pop into the oven?
You bet. Of course, we always want turkeys to be thawed in the refrigerator. You want to allow about 24 hours for every 4 to 5 pounds. Put it in the lower part of your refrigerator and make sure that you put it in a pan or a tray just in case there's a leak in the bag and it starts to thaw. You don't want any drippings to go in your refrigerator on the rest of your food. If you forget, and we do get those calls about people that have not remembered to get the turkey out of the freezer in time, mm-hmm. You can cook a turkey from a frozen state. It just takes about 1.5 times as long. So, for example, if you're going to cook it for 2 hours, you would need to cook it for 3 hours. But it can be done, and I actually tried it just to see, and it turned out just great. You have to remember, though, that to take the giblets and the neck out after it warms up enough in your oven to pull those out, because you don't want to bake it with those in there.
So if somebody wants...
There's also a cold water method, but okay. Where you use cold water and you change the water every 30 minutes. You don't want to use hot water because that would change the temperature on the outside, but mm-hmm. It wouldn't necessarily help to thaw it any quicker, and we want to keep it at a safe temperature.
Do those preparations...
And then you have to cook it right away after you thaw it if you do it in cold water.
Do those preparations change if you're planning to drop the turkey into a fryer?
If you are frying a turkey, you need to absolutely make sure that it is thawed out, because you do not want to put anything with ice or, still frozen in that hot oil. So definitely make sure. A turkey can be completely thawed out, and it's safe to store it for 1 to 2 days in your refrigerator.
Anything else we need to know that might be a little bit out of the ordinary as we're trying to prepare for Thanksgiving before we move on to another topic or two?
Sure. So the other thing is some people buy fresh turkeys, and you really need to schedule that so that you are picking it up 1 to 2 days before you are wanting to cook it, because you don't want that to be in your refrigerator for any longer than that time frame.
All righty. So I'm sure the helpline gets calls about more things than just how to cook this or how to prepare that. With all of the warnings going out there about, we got to shop early, we've got to do this and that because of the supply line, what other things are people calling about wanting help with right about now? Are they concerned about holiday shopping, for instance?
We aren't getting like Christmas shopping, those types of things. But even through last year with COVID, a lot of people are trying to make fewer trips to the grocery store. So we have gotten a lot of calls about substitutions. What substitutions could be made if you don't have that ingredient and you want to get this made now without having to go to the grocery store? So we help with that. This time of year, too, we get questions on laundry stains. You're cooking, the grease flies up on your shirt, and how can you get that out? Those types of questions we answer a lot, and I love a good laundry stain question. It's a challenge, and I love to do those.
All right, well, let me ask you this. Is there a stain that just absolutely positively will not come out of an article of clothing?
Well, it makes it much harder when it's gone through the dryer.
Okay.
But I have even had some luck with some grease stains that have gone through the washer and the dryer. With some hot water and some good laundry pretreaters, you can even sometimes, most times, still get that out. So there's a few tips that people need to just be aware of, and one is with grease, you need hot water. It's just like when you clean a pan. If you put cold water in a greasy pan, it will solidify, but if you use hot water, it washes it away.
Are there any homemade products or maybe generic? I mean, you can go down the aisle in the grocery store and see all these different kinds of stain removers and this and that and the other, but one that... One type that my wife swears on is, just getting a cheap generic bottle of shampoo and putting some shampoo and rubbing that stain with a toothbrush. What do you think about that?
It is worth a try. That is not something that is unsafe for the clothing. The only thing to be aware of sometimes is rubbing too much. You want to put the applicator on or whatever pre-treater you're using, mm-hmm. and then let it do some work. Because so often we rub it and then we rinse it out right away and it doesn't have an opportunity to do some work. So be careful with rubbing so that you don't lose color. And then also be careful if you're using a pre-treater that has read the directions, because some of them say, leave it on for 5 minutes, leave it on for 10 minutes, and it could have a problem with color if you leave it on longer than that.
With the pandemic still going on and everything that's happened in the last year and a half, Have you and the folks at Answer Line, have you received some pretty interesting questions related to COVID and the pandemic?
Yes. We, especially in the beginning, a lot of it was, what can I use that's safe? People were looking through their pantry, looking at canned goods, seeing dates on canned goods, and giving us a call to see if it was still safe to eat those. Same with the freezer. People were cleaning out their freezers, looking through foods and trying to use them rather than head to the store to buy something else. So we still get a lot of calls about canned foods and their safety.
On another different topic, or do you get calls on folks saying, I just can't find what I want. I want to order it online, but I'm a little nervous about ordering online.
Again, you mean for like Christmas gifts?
For anything, anything.
Yeah, well, that's a tough one. You need to make sure that it's from a reputable source. Check their return policy. If it's something that isn't what you were looking for, make sure that there is a policy that it can be returned. And, of course, we would always encourage people to buy local to support our local businesses.
Absolutely.
So that they can be there when we really need them to be there.
All right. What is the most recent question that you or one of the folks at the Answer Line have gotten that somebody's got off the phone and said, you will not believe what I was just asked?
Oh, that's a tough one. A lot of the calls, Answer Line's phone number is at the bottom of almost every extension page. And mm-hmm. so we, even though we are trained as home economists, we receive questions from every aspect of the university, farm rental rates, grubs in lawn, mold, just about everything you can think of. So it's, no day is ever the same at Answer Line, and we always try that if we aren't the very last call that they make, that we're going to get them to an expert that's going to be able to answer the question and be a good resource for them.
All right, let's give the information out, if you don't mind, again, for Answer Line. How can folks get in touch with you?
Sure. Our toll-free phone number is 1-800-262-3804. And that works for anyone with an Iowa area code on their phone. If you do not have an Iowa area code, you can call 515-296-5883 or email us at answer@iastate.edu. And we are available from Monday through Friday from 9 to 12 and 1 to 4. And I will say, too, that the week of Thanksgiving, we will be closed on Thanksgiving and the Friday after, but we will be working through lunch hour. So November 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, we will be available from 9 to 4. So if lunch hour is the only time that you're available to call us, you can certainly get a hold of us.
Always great to talk to you. Always good to talk about Answer Line. It's a great resource. I hope more people will take advantage of it, and I hope they don't stump you.
Yeah, well, we try to make sure that we, aren't stumped, and we will always research things and call people back if we can't answer it right away. So we love to help people, and we've got a great staff that is working on the phone.
That's Beth Morris from Human Services, ISU Extension and Outreach, talking about Answer Line. Hey, Beth, thanks as always. Have a great holiday.
Thanks, Ken. You too.
And that is Central Iowa Today here on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM.